is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Gentlemen, sexual healing is something that's good for me. Oh boy, it is another sexy Tuesday. The sun is shining bright. I mean, I wouldn't even think it was 6:30, but we are here and it's another sexy evening for Kenny's Corner. For those of you that are within the sound of my voice, this evening we are going to talk. We're going to have some sexy conversation. But before we get into the sexy conversation, for those of you that are within the sound of my voice, women that are entrepreneurs, I'm having an event on Saturday, the 21st of June. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be at Access Cowork Suites. All women, first five women, get a free headshot. It's going to be coffee, conversation, and connection. The Department of Statistics says that 96% of the women control the population's purse in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So that means women run the world. Who run the world? Yeah, we run New Providence, at least. And for the very aspect of that, entrepreneurs that want to secure the bag, Inland Revenue Services will be there. We also have NIB that will be there. We have insurance agents. We have a banking institution. Come on out. The cost is $30. We have breakfast, conversation. Come in your branded apparel. If you mow the lawn, if you do nails, if you are in the orange economy, if you are a banker, if you are an insurance agent, come on out. I want you in the space. So that's Saturday, the 21st, 10 a.m. sharp. I will be there in all my glory with my crutches. So Kevin, you know Kevin is a guru on sex toys and most things that are sexual. So ladies and men, we're going to talk about pleasing your man this evening. Is there such a thing as pleasing a man? Is there such a thing as making sure that his toes absolutely curl? Is there a thing of making sure that your man is so full, or in some cases so empty, that he has no one else to look at other than you? Kevin.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Kevin. This is probably maybe one of our last few shows. I'm going to try to make it up the stairs. I don't know how that's going to work with my leg, but we're going to make it.
No, it's all good. You get better.
Wonderful. I am trying. It is a process, right? It is a process, my brother.
That's just everything.
I telling you. Kevin, we're going to talk this evening. You know that I put this flyer out yesterday. Thank you to Bianca Illustrative Artistry. And I put this flyer out, and within minutes, you got questions from me about pleasing a man. Now, for all intents and purposes, you are 100% male, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Kevin, when you think about pleasing a man, when you think about your pleasure zone, what is it for you that says, I need, how does your love cup get filled up? And not just sexually, right? We're talking about mental intimacy and gratification. What pleases you as a man when you're in a conversation? I don't know if you go to the barbershop or just shooting the breeze.
Barbershops are therapeutic. So
yes, and you know I have a bald head, so I go to the barbershop too, right?
That's okay. Where all the good conversations is happening.
Kevin, listen, I haven't paid for a haircut in about a year since I've had this show. I mean, when they're not bringing me Starbucks coffee, they're paying for my haircut. I mean, the men love me. They love to talk to Kenny. So tell us about the pleasure principle, Kevin.
The pleasure principle, this is for me personally. I believe that it's a reflection of a woman that is not self-centered. She's open to being taught, and she's open to understanding the needs of her man, the needs of her partner. And I think a lot of the time we have a conflict where, you know, women want to be satisfied, but they wrestle with how to satisfy. And so that pleasure question is definitely something that where a lot of conversations need to be had. You know what I mean? For me and my wife, she got me figured out like a little book.
Kevin, you say she has you figured out like a book, right? So does that come with time, or
everything comes with time? Overnight, but it's always a constant work in progress, because your pleasure may change. What you start out with, based on the exposure and learning new tricks and new maneuvers, you might find something better, something that you like different, you know, and that's the importance of learning your partner as well. You know what I mean?
So Kevin, are you saying to me, like, let's just say you've been in a relationship for 5 years, and mm-hmm. it's not some fly by night relationship that you just happen to be in. So who you were 5 years ago sexually and mentally is not the same person that you are 5 years later. Can we say yes or no?
No.
Okay. So when you say tricks now, Kevin, I mean, you know, we on a show. We can't say certain things because Erica will come for me and Dwight, right? But when you talk about tricks, do you think that a man's pleasure zone is through making him reach the ultimate orgasm?
It's one of the ways, yeah. Of course.
Tell us for the way, Kevin. You got to. Right? They want you to tell us. We need to know. To the man, grab the rice.
Well. Some people just get that old crap with been loitering around for the last 5 years. If you pick up on what I said, that's all they get for Father's Day.
Right.
You know, whereas in the middle of all that old crap you giving him, he might not even want that no more. For him, he might just want some peace and quiet. You know, like pleasure for me might be pleasure for him. And intimacy for me might really mean intimacy for him. It varies from place to place. What I valued 5 years ago, we was eating crab and rice every day, right? Like rabbits, if you pick it up. every day, we was at it. And as time progressed, you graduate out of the honeymoon stage, you still have a strong taste for that crab and rice, but there's other things you have a taste for as well. And the intimacy evolves. Intimacy dynamic changes. Whereas you might desire a hug or a kiss, a listening ear, you don't hear no rowing, because that's what has happened with age. And you get into me do the dishes, I had to tell them to do the dishes. Or she iron my clothes, I had to ask her for that. She might just be an initiator of the crab and rice getting cooked. I'm the beggar. She just put that on me. I come in the door. My water is running, and she going. She grabbed me, and that was that.
But I noticed that some of you, not some of you, but I even in sitting in the barbershop, right? I constantly hear that, Kenny, like, I just want my partner to sometimes, like, show me that they want me. I want her to be the aggressor, if that's the correct. Is that the right way to use?
Yeah, that's a great way to use it.
But
I think assertive is the word that you'd want to use. Like, take initiative. Okay. Like, you don't wait for me to say you want grab and race.
Right.
Give me the grab and race. Like, you know, I had a long day. I didn't tell you from talking on WhatsApp that today getting bad. You know, I stress out. I shouldn't have to come home and look at you and give you a look. Like, you know, I can need to de-stress.
I can need to stop and rice.
Right. There's only a couple of ways I can need to de-stress. And that crab and rice is a key ingredient. So once you put that on me, I can be all right.
All right,
and I shouldn't have to ask you for her to tell you that, because we've been together over a period of time, and you know that.
All right. I just have to do a shout out before you finish, Kevin. This shout out is to Andrea Lightborn. Andrea listens every single week. Andrea, thank you so much for listening. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you. She is she hails from Cat Island now. I'm a Campbell from Office Town, Cat Island. Thank you so, so very much for listening. And thank you, Andrea. I appreciate you. Kevin, we have to finish talking about this crab and rice, because I have another text right here, and it says, Kenny, are y'all really talking about crab and rice, or y'all talking about something else? We're talking about something else that we can't say in so much detail, but it's crab and rice. It's crab and rice. Kevin, when you talk about having a relationship, being in a relationship for 5+ years and your pleasure zone, do you think that pleasure can only come from the act of sexual intercourse?
No.
How else? As like a ma- I want you to talk to me. I want you to talk to me like I was in the barbershop with you, and tell me what you would want other women to know. You gotta be mindful.
The pleasure starter kit. Physical support. You know, physical, emotional. Listening. The listening ear is pleasurable to a man. Like, let him talk. He will love you if he feels like he is heard. He will love you if you ain't listening to simply respond or weaponize what he is saying. A listening ear with words of encouragement or words of affirmation, like that ego that we have, that's so fragile. Like, next to sex, that ego right there, that respect factor right there. Like, knowing when to just be quiet and just listen, head nods, hugs, kisses, massages, all them things. Just how women want to feel like some attention has been given to them, or their bodies ain't being objectified. Men mightn't say it, but we as one, certain things too, where we want to feel like we more than just an ATM. You understand? So
yes.
We want to feel like we are valuable in different ways, beyond just, in this instance, sex. And so because we feel our egos are inflated, we feel respected, we feel like the man, sex is easier. See, women got to learn to play this mental game. They have them mentally, so they know it's easy to have them physically. I don't take hold of all the other key ingredients. So, crab and rice, that session that we about to have, that easy. Quick. Because I done got them locked in. It's like foreplay. Know what I mean?
So tell me something. Tell me something now. When you mentioned respect, and I guess respect is a part of pleasing your man, but how do we show you the ultimate respect? Do we, when you walk through the door, baby, your food, you want something to eat, your food ready? How do you make a safe space for a man to come and talk to? How do you, as a woman, if I'm a woman and you say to me, you can't eat, you don't create the safe space for me to talk to you. How do I create a safe space for you?
I think if a man tells you, you don't create a safe space for him to talk to you, that means you probably use what he's safe as a weapon in an argument to win that argument. And sometimes losing an argument is a win for the relationship. You understand?
I understand.
Like, it ain't, being right ain't always the best thing. Because you could be right and lose the person you love. Or you could take the loss, let them get it off their chest, and revisit that in a more calm and different way. You don't gotta win everything. You don't gotta always be right. You don't gotta, because what you're doing now is, I write, you never write, you never write, you never write. And the more you write, the less he feels valued or needed because his ego getting deflated with every loss. Men competitive and they take losses very seriously. And so even if rowdy come and you know you're right, because you're all always right, it's important to understand the nature of a man. I always just tell my wife, like, women have been taught to be the prize, but men are prized too. And you have to treat them the same way you yourself want to be treated in some way. Because if you making them feel bad, how you expect a person who you basically verbally abusing or making feel less than find comfort in you?
Okay.
You understand? Okay. I tell my wife, a woman who's listening to a lot of R&B music and love music, you violent in a way.
Okay.
That's not a joke. No, it's like you listen to love music, but you don't understand what love is. You listen to R&B from the 90s about missing you and touching you, and you listen to all these good love songs, boys to men. You know what I mean? And when it comes to your partner, you mean soft for them. You know what I mean?
I understand. So we need to probably emulate what it is that we are listening to.
I think so. I think that women need to be taught the importance of understanding men just as important as it is for men to understand women. Solomon tried it, and he said he couldn't do it, but he tried.
But he tried.
Women should try as well. Just try. You can get it right. Go on.
You don't get it right all the time. You don't get it right all the time. Sometimes you don't get it right 90% of the time. But I think trying
the
is
effort. Men must pay attention to the effort, the effort model.
I hope that effort counts for something. Let me read these text messages. This gentleman says, "Women always asking what do men want, but when we say it, y'all be lying or are we just horny?" So who's really not listening? This text comes in. It says, I can't please what I don't know. If men were honest, maybe we'd stop guessing and start getting it right. This next text reads, every time I tell a woman what I want, she tells me I don't really want this. Sis, you asked. Now listen. This next text reads, do y'all even tell the truth or just say what sounds good in the moment? Then blame us when we miss the mark. I don't know if that's a man or a woman saying this, but let's look at this question. It says, okay, do y'all even tell the truth or just want what sounds good in the moment? Then blame us when we miss the mark. Do you think that men are very clear in their conversation in terms of what they want? Like, if you want oral sex or if you want a full-blown threesome, do you think men say what it is that they want.
I think so.
I don't think so. I think sometimes it's like a guessing game. Like, what do you really want?
It depends on the man you're dealing with, though. Like, I am a blunt person. I've created an environment within my relationship where it's a safe space. Well, we in this together. I ain't judging you. So whatever you have to say, just say it. And we can figure it out. But, you know, a lot of times, the foundations of a lot of relationships are sexual ones.
And because because we don't take the time to learn each other. You go on a date at a fish fry Monday, and by Wednesday evening, we naked in the backseat of the car.
Okay. And that's where all the confusion and can you see all them text messages? I was like, wow, they sound like they some short term relationships.
Because I don't think that we take time to learn each other anymore.
No. And it's important that we do. Because if you take time, you would understand that you have now cultivated an authentic relationship with this person. I can't get rid of my wife if I tried. I can't get rid of my relatives. They're my relatives. They ain't going nowhere. I mean, I could technically, legally find a new wife. But if I look at it like we really in this for the long haul, then she ain't going nowhere. Whether she make me mad or she make me feel.
I mean, so? At this point in time, when you sit down and you talk about relationships and what is out there, often women, I hear women say that the dating pool in New Providence is filled with like toxins. It's garbage.
I think that's everybody got their part to play in the dating pool being the way it is. Women may complain about it, but that don't stop them from getting pregnant by what in the dating pool.
I could tell you that because if I didn't see 80 posts that say Happy Father's Day to me, I haven't seen one.
Yeah, so it's like you can't say Happy Father's Day to you if you wasn't sleeping with someone, but then you still turn around and complain about Father's Day or complain about fathers. So who is it that you're really creating a relationship with? And I go back to say you have to take the time to get to know the individual that you are trying to build a relationship with. And if sex now becomes secondary, then everything else will fall into place.
Let me read this text. Men say we don't know how to please them, but how, when you ask, they reply, I don't know, whatever you want, babe. Be for real. Do you think that a lot of men say whatever you want because they're just tired of telling the woman what it is that he wants?
I agree.
I think so too, but not only that, if I get the response like whatever you want, like I don't have
that no incentive. That don't sound like a person that's enthusiastic about what we
want. Not at all.
It sounds like a chore. Like we just drench your emotions.
Do you think that we should have scheduled sex? Like, do you think in the normal course of a relationship, 28 days to a month, on average, what do you think the normal amount of sex should be per week? Normal, not Kevin.
I think.
What do you think that you post on your WhatsApp? Normal.
I think it's based on the individual. Some people got busy work schedules. So they got time for that all the time. So they might have to pencil that in. And I'd be realistic. If you use work hours, you got to make time for that. Right?
But I don't see anything wrong with penciling it in. Sometimes that's what I'm saying.
It works. It's based on person to person. Then you have the factor in some people have kids. They ain't always available.
You sure not go to sleep, eh?
No. The melatonin here waking. You know what I mean? Like children play a part too. You have to look at it from what social media is saying. You gotta look at how many different types of relationships that actually exist and the variables that may hinder or allow you to be able to have these intimate connections. If it's just y'all two, Y'all can have as much as y'all want. You only got to share tonight. Y'all can have as much as y'all want, any way y'all want. If you have one child, pray that child love to sleep. And pray y'all got more than one bedroom in your house. Because if y'all share a bed with that kid, the kid might, the couch or any other place might be your best friend.
I can tell you. I believe it. This text reads, you want intense? Here's truth. We don't want affection. You want intense? Here's truth. We do want affection, peace, respect. But try telling that to a woman who thinks pleasing a man just means sex and food. And if y'all were... Go ahead.
I say that goes back to understanding women being taught to understand men or understanding their man. Because I want you to understand all men. I just want you to understand me.
Me.
Yeah, Just how you is the prize, I is the prize. Two of us are valuable pieces to this relationship. And it ain't just about you. And that's important because men are being taught to understand women, cater to the needs of women, which is true and very important. But who's catering to the needs of a man? Who's telling the bad water, you know, he might just need some quiet. Let him play a game that is taking his mind away from the stress. Let him watch his sports, you know. Buy him a cologne, tell him you like how the smell of them. You know, be an initiator of intimacy. Don't wait for him to come crawl you whenever he feel like this is the right time. Like, if you walking around with the flames burning, go burn them on. Go to him. Tell him, baby, look here, I can't wait for you to come to me. I need it. I need it right now. But no. I don't hear no but. I need this now, right now. And that'll freak him out because you never do that before. Number one, he didn't believe you had to start a spontaneous bone in your bag. Like, that's a shock factor right there.
So sometimes you have to pull these tricks out your bag, Kevin.
You do. And see, in doing those and stepping out of your comfort zone, what you do is your partner now learns a different side of you. And it might reignite a different aspect of the relationship that he didn't know you had. You know what I mean? So
I do. Let me read. Kenny, this is really interesting this evening. It's funny how these men say exactly what it is that they want, but they pretend like they don't hear us. I listened to the show a few weeks ago when you and the gentleman from One Family were on. It seems like you do have great chemistry. I didn't always like sports, especially not football. But after I saw that my husband was such a football person, I became involved as well. My husband likes the Eagles, and so I became an Eagles fan. I couldn't tell you what it was that I'm watching, but when they have a touchdown, I yell touchdown too. I bought him his mug, I bought him a couch, I bought him a shirt that says Eagles, and I have a matching one as well. And then she goes on to say, if y'all were as vocal about emotional needs as you are about sports, we might understand you better. But this is just something I did because I failed at my first marriage and I don't want to fail at my second. So I decided to find things that interest him. I think it's very important that we find things that interest. And I think that it's very important that we find things that interest each other. I like to do gardening. So he comes outside with me. He likes to watch football. So I go inside with him. These are the things that makes me feel like I'm pleasing him. So this woman gets it.
She, but that's music to my ears. Like, that woman gets it.
That woman gets it. You heard what she said? She failed at her first marriage, so she doesn't want to fail at this one. And she likes to be outside in the garden. The man comes up with her. He likes sports, so she bought him the shirt, the mug, and the chair. And that's what he likes.
I love that. That makes me smile so big because you now take an interest in something that he's interested in. You are not a self-centered woman. your partnership, you're in a real partnership where there's balance. Well, and both people feel like they matter per se.
Exactly. Like I'm a Jhonkanoo person. So of course my person has to be Jhonkanoo inclined as well, because Christmas time, that's what I like. That is my peace. That's what I like. You understand me? That's what I like. So let's work it out. This next text reads, a lot of women think they're quote unquote good women. They have good women in parentheses. Because they cook and look cute, but can't hold a conversation, listen, or support a vision. Then this next text reads, and that's very important. If when your woman doesn't support your vision, it's a problem.
That's a part of the please your man starter kit. That's under the emotional support. The emotional support is like you trust his leadership.
Yes.
His top five, top six. Like you might. He might be the head, but you rate just the neck, like you right there.
You turn the head. The neck turns the head, Kevin.
And a wise woman knows how to turn the head or make the other head stand up too. Like the neck.
Full attention. Yes.
Like women are equally important as the head, but like trusting his leadership and making him feel like my woman is so supportive. You know, Denzel Washington said he's been married for 40 years. This is what he says. I would not be the man that the world has come to know and love if it wasn't for the support of his wife.
Wow.
Like you have to understand how much the right woman, not just pleasing you sexually, but she with you every step. That's something that women have to be taught, because you won't really necessarily need to be taught out of crab and rice or good sex, per se that. But teaching them how to just be at somebody's side and not trying to be the boss is a whole different ball game in itself. And we need more women who are in healthy marriages, long, healthy, successful marriages, to be speaking out and giving platforms where they encourage women who aspire to achieve this as well.
But Kevin, these women are not honest, I can tell you. I mean, Kevin, by nature of what it is that I do for a living, right? I will see these men out with their other pieces. And you see them in church on Sunday morning, and everybody dressed up in pink shade, pink tie, pink slip, pink stockings, pink hairdo, pink lipstick. But you see them Thursday and Friday night, they are with somebody else. And the photos, like, you know, my marriage is so perfect, and my husband this, and we like, but nobody says that going through a 50-year marriage or a 40-year marriage or a 20-year marriage or a 5-year marriage has its ups and its downs. Everybody paints the picture like their relationship is so perfect. But if your relationship is so perfect, how are these outside children being born? How I would like
that's
to know,
hard,
right?
That's a hard
everybody
thought.
Taking
I just
everybody.
Had this conversation with my wife.
No, but Kevin, let's have the conversation. Everybody have these maternity shoots, but no ring on your left finger.
Right.
When you have the baby shower, no daddy is present. Or
first
when you
came love,
the picture,
then came the marriage, then came the baby. They don't do that no more. They skip straight
Kevin,
to the baby.
And not only that. Y'all just have these baby, and the babies be born in complete secrecy. Like, who does baby last name belong to? who does baby belong to?
We literally just had this conversation where married, we talk about it, because I told her, I said, listen, as long as I'm on social media and people regard me as not giving marital advice, I don't do that. Because my version of marital advice is, if I can show you all when we having a good time, I can show them they throwing a chair at you, or we round and casing up a storm in this house too. Because people seem to believe that marriage is just a bed of roses and turn doves and people throwing rice. There's a lot of forgiveness, a lot of things that are said and done that require a lot of forgiveness if you want to make it work. But listen to me, it ain't fun all the time, and it ain't happy all the time.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit up the gun, Kevin, okay?
All right. And so I think people who have been married for a long period of time need to give holistic perspectives of what marriages truly entail and not just the good times.
The women need to be honest, because these men, I am sorry to say, some of these men just do not care. And so the woman has to take up the responsibility of shouldering the relationship, Kevin.
Well, I could say this. The women is the one starting these TikTok channels and putting their marriages in the spotlight. The husband's social media, but because their wife have them there, they there. But I truly believe that if you could be out there representing the union of marriage, you have to teach people all aspects to it. Now,
and then Kevin, you're talking about all aspects, right? You know that you have some relationships out here where the man is literally on the down low, right? You know that, right? You know you have some relationships where the women are on, I mean, they're playing for a completely different team.
You have people are giving relationship advice without relationships.
Okay, but people giving relationship advice, and I mean, when you look at the caliber of people giving it, it freaks you out.
Yeah, I said it every day, because I be watching it every day, and it's like, well, how are you, who doing the audit on these things? Who allowing these people to give advice? And, you know, everything that sounds good and makes you feel good is going to get a like or a share. But the truth is, marriages ain't necessarily always, and you won't always feel good in your marriage. And I believe, me personally, I believe everything is seasonal. There's four seasons in a year. Your marriage goes through seasons. And you won't always want to have grabbing rice. You won't always want to have sex. You won't always want to do nothing. Sometimes, yeah, I tell my wife, she is my best friend, but she's my greatest enemy.
Does she know everything?
Yeah, she's two sides of the same coin. We can be best friends today, or we can be rowing tomorrow, or we can be best friends in the morning and rowing in the evening. I don't know. I don't know what version. I don't know what version of my wife I might get today. You know, but that's the beauty as well, because you won't be trapped in a 50-year marriage, going through a hamster wheel.
No, let me read some of these text messages. Let me read some of these text messages, Kevin. I am willing to listen, but y'all have to stop acting like being vulnerable makes you weak. How are we supposed to connect if you always hide in silence?
Well, let's start with this. Y'all tell boys not to cry. Is that not a fact? Y'all tell boys not to look weak or be emotional. And then these men grow up, they cannot resolve conflict. They cannot express themselves emotionally. And you married to somebody who cannot open up themselves emotionally, because that's all they knew was to not express emotions. You understand?
I do.
And
I
so do. The importance of letting a boy cry, the importance of allowing him to be vocal with what he is feeling, resolution. Because even in your marriage and relationship, there will be conflict, there will be disagreement, there will be times when y'all ain't get along. But there's also that stickability, commitment. Like, you have these things need to be taught to our men and instilled in them from other men as boys, so when they become men and they have to care for somebody's daughter or become somebody's father, they too can pass on the knowledge as well. But if you got to pry and beg them to tell you, he ain't comfortable, telling you. That's the sad reality. And that could take some time. I ain't saying don't try. And I'm not saying give up. But I'm saying that you got to put in some serious effort to make him feel like he can trust you with what he really, really wants to say to you. And it ain't your fault. That's just how he probably was raised.
And this goes back to us raising each other or being raised in an alternate situation.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This text reads here, maybe women don't know how to please men because y'all don't even know how to please yourselves without ego being involved. Okay, I could give you that text, or I can give you that. If we say we want peace, we get, oh, you just don't want to be challenged. No, I don't want to be constantly, hold on, my phone gone dead. I don't want to be constantly corrected like a child. This next text reads, we've been taught to guess, impress, seduce, cook, and clean, but never to ask. And y'all don't make it easy to get answers. It's really very weird to have this open conversation. And I really like the fact that we're having the conversation for all intents and purposes. But we weren't taught to ask these types of questions. We were taught to make sure the man is taken care of. Whose mother taught them how to have sex? Whose mother taught them to be the aggressor in terms of sex? My mother never taught me. I'm almost certain your mother never taught you. This next text reads, sex ain't the only thing we want. Sometimes we want silence. Kevin, this you text me a selfie.
No.
Sex ain't the only thing we want. Sometimes we want silence, sometimes space, and sometimes just someone who gets us without the drama. We are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with some more conversation about how to please your man. We're talking with Kevin Kemp Jr. This is Kenny's Corner again, ladies and gents. June 21st, Saturday, 10 a.m. at Access Cowork Suites, Coffee Connection Conversation. All female entrepreneurs, please come on out. We are going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, girl, ain't no mystery. At least I can see. I wanna keep you here, laying next to me, sharing our love between the sheets.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Turn off the lights and light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah. Let's take a shower. Shower together.
I'll wash your body and wash you wash mine. Rub me down with some hot oil tonight. Oh, that is the music. That is the music. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. They don't make music like that anymore. Teddy said, turn off the lights. Light a candle. Rub me down with some hot oil. They don't make that type of music anymore. I mean, everybody just, that was real music. That was love-making music. That was the type of music. You have the bubble bath and the little pedals and your wine and like you just be sexy. Ray, and, you know, that was sexy music, man.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Jesus!
That's so dangerous music.
I said, "Hey, dangerous man, you have the air condition on one because you want it cold."
But ladies and gents, we're talking about the pleasure principle, how to please your man. Kevin, these two texts came in just as we went off air. This one text reads, Kenny, thank you for the conversation on how to please a man. But please ask Kevin, how do you really please men? As a woman, I truly want to understand. I've tried. I gave my all and he still left. So is it me? I'm honestly asking. That's a question. I'll answer that, Kevin, and then we'll go to the next question.
I'll say this. You cannot make people stay that genuinely don't want to stay. Right?
Mm, right.
What they say, you can't keep a man that doesn't want to be kept.
Hey, preach it.
I'll say that, right? But I'll also say this. If you don't give any effort, don't expect them to stay. Like, don't look for them to stay. If you ain't laying the groundwork or giving them a reason to. Because relationships take work. It ain't like a seed. Even plants take work. You don't just put it in the ground and leave it. You gotta water it, fertilize it, create an environment for these things to grow. You know what I mean?
And absolutely.
Men are just how women are complex. The human nature is complex. Men and women are different, but we all have our things that make us who we are. And it's important if you choose to be with this person is your person. I ask you to understand 30 and 40 people in a. I just ask you to take initiative, even if you get a notepad and you write down personality traits. You on social media scrolling all day laughing at foolishness. Take some time and Google the personality trait of this individual and learn what makes this personality trait maybe attractive to your personality. Because what makes y'all compatible? What makes him tick? Like, if you know he has an interest in something, read up on it. You know what I mean? Like, you take the initiative just as much as y'all want him to plan dates, plan trips. You know what I mean? You want him to light the candles, put down the roses. You want him to be romantic. You have needs. Your man have needs too. And it ain't always just sexual. The man say, sometimes you just want peace and go quiet.
That's what the text said.
And as simple as that may sound, some women can be quiet for more than 5 minutes. That's like, and to understand what he values and what he wants. And a lot of times, well, I can't say a lot of times. I know for me and my wife, she don't listen just to respond, and she don't listen to be defensive. She just listens to gather information for the sole purpose of doing what I say. If I tell her I want crab, or if I want fried pork chop for Sunday dinner, you think she can come with something else? No.
You think she can come with some fried chop? She asks for fried pork chop. Right.
She can give me what I want. But, and see, a lot of times, men will tell you what they want, and y'all give him what you think he really means, when he just tells you what he means.
Okay. Let me read this text, Kevin. It says, Kenny, thank you for this real conversation on how to please a man. But please ask Kevin, how do you please men? As a woman, I generally want to know so I can better understand and please my man. In most instances, you say to please your man, but does pleasing your man only mean what he wants? Shouldn't this be a combined effort? Notice, you know, combined effort, texter. I mean, you please each other, but the show is about how to please your man. It's about pleasing the man. It's about making sure that his receptacles are open to receive what it is that you're giving. You have to. It can't be a selfish act, Texter.
This ain't about what you need right now.
Yeah, this ain't for you. This for him.
Father's Day just gone. This about him. Like we, and see that's what I just say. Women have been taught to put the spotlight on them, and nothing's wrong with having the spotlight on you. But you got to learn to share the light with the person. You're a queen and your person is a servant, or because a queen needs a king. I can't be more clear than that.
This text reads here, Kevin. As a man, sometimes I don't even know how to explain what I need emotionally. How can women help us open up without feeling weak? Kenny, I think that you're very selfish in your conversation. Coffee and connection. When are you going to have something for men? Women, you only seem to have things for women. Men would like to sit down and have a conversation too, you know. And we also have money. I don't want you to think for one second we don't see what it is that you're doing here. When are you going to have something for men? Men need a safe space as well. Well, bye, George.
Kenny, I guess. To that. I just believe.
I get tell right that, off in a polite way.
Yeah, that was very strong. That was strong. But I will say that.
Oh my goodness.
He ain't far off. I always just tell people, women empowerment is strong in this country, but women ain't running away from crime scenes and murders. and they ain't getting killed. Men need to be.
What that mean?
Men need a level of empowerment. They need environments where they can talk from healthy, strong men. And the thing about it is, I tell this, older men who have lived through the ups and the downs of being a man and the behaviors, successful men, entrepreneurs, good fathers, good role models, they need to stop being hoarders of knowledge and share what they have learned to the younger generation and men who are willing to listen. Because what's happening now is we have a lot of women. Women love to just be up on each other and smile and dress in their nice attire and stuff. Then you have men sitting on the sideline like, "Boy, I can't even write a resume. I can't even talk. All this rage I got built up, you know, but he's sitting here creating an environment for me to tell my story or even care about my story." You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, we have a high crime level in this country because men need to be empowered as well. And a lot of times, I hate to be this way, but a firearm, in a way, makes you feel like you have some level of power.
And does. It does. It truly does.
You understand?
Yeah.
And if we could make men feel powerful without the dependency of a weapon, you feel powerful because you are educated. You feel powerful because you have adequate finances. You feel powerful because you could feed your family. You feel powerful because you could resolve conflict. You feel powerful because you can do things that a man is supposed to be able to do, given the season of your life that you're in. You understand?
I understand.
And these are the environments that a lot of our men planted in them, and they can pay it forward to the generation that's coming in after them. I always just tell people, I love women empowerment, but I always just be praying for men, because the two-parent home, the power of a man, in a home, you ever see a pride of lions with all the lioness there? The pride is be lost no matter how much woman inside that pride. It's exactly. Be 30 women and two male lions. And if all two of them male lions dead, the pride falls apart. They look lost. They don't know what to do. And so this same conversation where we're pleasing a man and understanding a man is very much important, because we need women to understand men, just like how men need to understand women. And for the life of me, I don't understand how hard it is to grasp. All two of us are equally as important and valuable. So if I have to be taught to understand you, why would you think it's not important for you to learn to understand me?
Let me read this text, Kevin, and this is just how the texter wrote it. I really want y'all to stop being playful. Why is it so hard to figure out what a man really wants? One minute it's peace, the next it's attention. Help us understand. I've cooked, I've cleaned, supported, showed up in every way, but he still looks unhappy. Is it me or is it him? I've licked, I've sticked, I've climbed on top of him, actually on top of his head, and he still left. So what was the pleasure in that? I've humiliated myself.
I can't speak for the man.
She said, I've humiliated myself, finished in most instances, even finished. I still made him think that he was doing the world. I made him feel as if though he was the conquering lion in the den. Meanwhile, he wasn't hitting no type of buttons. But I want you to know that I made sure that he was pleased in every way, mentally, physically, emotionally. I still didn't get it done. Now I'm seeing someone who could really be my son. He's pleased. No more old man for me. Young boys run the road.
Wow, that sounds very much mature. Who is be ordering these people when they talk? Like,
Oh, gosh, this is another text that's coming in. Let me read this. Please read. Kendanique, I don't want you to feel no way about this last message you read. When you had the conversation after conversations after dark, there was only a handful. Men too busy loving men. When is the next event comes around, show up. Okay.
Fair point.
Kendanique, I don't want you to feel no way about the last message you read. When you had the conversations after dark, there was only a handful men too busy loving man. When the next event comes around, show up. Texter, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Texter. I truly appreciate it. Kevin, we are at 7:29. I want you to tell me this. Let me just read this one text for you. Kevin, we have so many text messages. We still even get through the questions. Do men set women up to fail by not communicating clearly what pleases them? Kevin, give me three ways for our last 1 minute of our conversation. Chris, don't cut us off. Give me three ways that a woman can please: one sexual, one intimacy, and one intellectual. Give me three ways, Kevin. And then, Kevin, tell us where we could buy some sex toys too, because not the rose, because the rose, we don't want the rose anymore. We want something else.
We can do three. Be initiators of intimacy. Like, you start it and you take charge. That can freak him out.
Just grab the boy. Just deal with him.
Wherever y'all is, y'all driving, red light, every red light, y'all home, whatever, he cooking, he in the top bathroom, scrubby box, show up. Don't ask, don't wait for him to ask for nothing, just do it.
Movie for guys that like movies. Okay, next one.
Right. Don't weaponize what he says. Try to listen without being defensive. Listen to understand. And not simply have a response.
Yes.
And then give him some space. Let him, give him time to breathe. You won't be clingy. You always up on them like deodorant. Let him go have me boys. Let him go play his game. Let him watch his sports if that's what he want to do. If he like the gym or whatever, just let him breathe. That's my treat.
This is a last text. Why do we get annoyed when women ask us what we want, but also get upset when they assume and get it wrong? I go to the gym every single morning. My wife lays in bed. She gets my son ready. She drops him to my mother. She'll never say, let me let the boy sleep to my mommy at night so that I can come to the gym with you. Yes, I like a thick woman, but my God, if you see me getting up to go to the gym every blessed morning, don't you think you should get out of the bed and try to come to the gym with me?
You get on blame for that entirely. You really gotta just...
Hold on, let me finish. I see the women in the gym. They're looking cute. They're looking sexy. My wife has changed so much, and I respect that. But my goodness, you don't even take the initiative. She doesn't even take the initiative to say, let me do something with myself. Mind you, she's well manicured. Her hair is nicely coiffed. I guess this is coiffed, but coiffed is not with a K. Her hair is nicely coiffed, but she is really, really big. And I love her, but I'm saying to you, she doesn't get it. I'm giving you a subliminal, honey. Come go to the gym with me. Kevin, we have one more minute.
Open up your mouth. Say it. Talk to her. If you're using the word subliminal and you asking somebody to read your mind, relationships don't work that way all the time.
But Kevin, she may be sensitive. She may be, Kevin, I'm a big girl. I may be sensitive to someone telling me, hey, listen, you're fat, come to the gym.
As the man, you take the approach and you be careful how you, it ain't a matter what you say, it's how you say it.
Okay.
But ladies, just have the conversation. Have the conversation. If you wanted to the gym with you, tell her, baby, I want you there with me because she's. If you tell her, yeah, it's coming on you in the gym, she might try to stop you from going to the gym. But if you tell her, baby, listen, I have some goals and I need some support, or I need you to be my little cheerleader, and you just kind of word it in a way where she is enthused about going to the gym.
Okay.
Have a conversation with her. Don't expect her to always read your mind. We too grown for people to be hoping somebody get it right or get something right without us having to tell them. Just say it. You can't tell them what I tell you if you never tell them.
You Kevin, can't use that. Kevin, are you going to come back on the show? We're going to have some more sex talk because we didn't get to talk about the sex toys. We need new sex toys now, okay?
I always there for that. Sex is
all right.
And with that.
I love that. I love that for us. Ladies and gents, this has been another sexy, interesting conversation here on Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Thank you to Dwight for allowing me to have these open dialogue conversations. This is where the rubber meets the road and where we can have the conversation to expand our knowledge. Thank you so very much to Guardian 96.9 for Kenny's Corner. Again, ladies and gents, June 21st, 10 a.m., Access Co-Work Suites beside Kaima. We're having coffee, connections, and conversations. All women, first five women through the door, get a free headshot. Bring your CVs. Inland Revenue Services will be there. National Insurance Board will be there. We want all the women in the room that are entrepreneurs. Let us secure the bag together. Coffee is being donated by Starbucks. We're going to have some good food. Everybody come in your branded shirt. Let us connect. Let us secure the bag together. This has been another sexy evening for Kenny's Corner. Now I want you to turn off the lights and light a candle. Aggressor. What you call it, Kevin? Be the what?
Be the assertor.
Be the initiator tonight, ladies. Draw him a nice warm bath, right? Yeah, draw him a nice warm bath. You see that man coming through that door tonight? Draw him a nice warm bath and say, baby, come here, baby. I can pop the popcorn. Get you some wine. And you just grab him and freak him out tonight. Make sure he come home. Yes. Please, your man. Intimacy, mentally, emotionally, sexually. As a matter of fact, do something tonight that you haven't done before. Make him wonder where you get this trick from. Ha-ha! We're going to be back next week. Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Love me down in some hot oil stain, girl. And I'll do the same thing to you. Just turn off the lights. Come to me. Girl, I want to give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn off the lights and let's get cozy.